Lincoln's election, South Carolina seceded from the Union, soon to be followed by six other states. Together, they formed the Confederate States of America. In April 1861, General Beauregard opened fire on Fort Sumter after Lincoln announced his intention to run supplies into the beleaguered fort. Thus, the battle was joined. Neither side was prepared for war, but the call to arms was issued, and each side sent men flocking to its standard. Just as Northerners had borrowed a Southern tune for John Brown's body, so the piece that was to become the marching song of the South, Dixie, had its roots in the North. It was composed by Dan Emmett, son of an Ohio abolitionist. To the strains of Dixie, played by pipe and drum, the boys in gray marched beneath their blue banner, bearing the single star, to confront the boys in blue, marching along to Yankee Doodle, under their red, white, and blue banner with its 34 stars. Each army was convinced of the justice of its own cause.